Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The price of a stamp is set to increase this month. A standard stamp will now cost €1.10. That's a 10-cent increase, while an international stamp will cost €2. That's up from €1.70. I'll speak to Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist, in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to Shiona O'Fegan, who is a postmaster in Barna and Galway City and also a member of the Postmasters Union Executive Committee. Good morning to you, Shiona.
Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Thanks for joining us. Now, this price increase, it was due to happen last year. It was all delayed because of COVID and the pandemic. So it's happening now.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, there was due to be a price increase last March. But because of COVID, the company took the initiative to suspend the price increase. And I suppose it's long overdue from the corporate point of view. I mean, no, as postmasters, we don't like to see our customers have to undergo a price increase. But I think the fact that it was delayed for so long, and in fairness to the company, they did put in a lot of very useful initiatives in place, both for personal customers and business customers, to help them through the pandemic, from, you know, the free postcards to the free nursing home posting to gift packaging to Advantage cards. So they did do a lot to try and help people out, both personally and the business.
So you're saying then that there might be a bit of goodwill out there for On Post, and therefore people might accept this increase?
In my own personal opinion, there could well be a softer landing than there might otherwise have been for this price increase, as I said, because mail volumes have been very high over the pandemic, because obviously people couldn't see loved ones or couldn't transact their businesses in the normal sense, so did turn to what is the essential service of the post office, and volumes were very high over the pandemic period. Now, we as postmasters, obviously, we've been working extremely hard dealing with all that post and helping our customers as much as we can, and the public perception has been that old postmasters must have been doing very well because we've been so busy on the mail front. But the irony of the situation is, Claire, that unfortunately, although postmasters have worked extremely hard along with their staff in keeping such an essential service open, that our incomes have dropped.
Why is that?
Because the COVID situation affected a lot of our other core businesses, such as social welfare, bill payment, post office savings bank. All of those services which are available at your local post office have fallen dramatically because of COVID, as social welfare was, a payment that would have been taken at the post office was sent into the banks. And then consequently, bill payments were maybe done, which would normally have been done at the counter, weren't done anymore.
So your payments then, what you get, is that worked out on how many transactions you're doing?
It is, exactly. Okay. Exactly. It's a transactional thing. And then all our costs have to come out of the income that we generate through our transactions. And unfortunately, we're facing a very severe further drop come the end of June, when the supports that were put in place previously over the last 3 years fall completely away. So postmasters are, understand the need for a price increase. We don't have any particular opinion one way or the other. It's above our pay grade. It's not something that that we advocate for or anything
and,
like that.
And do you get anything as postmasters from the postage, from the cost of the stamps?
We would, but I mean, just a very small percentage of the price of the stamp comes to your local postmaster. And like a lot of the work that is involved, especially since Brexit came in terms of processing mailed items, has made things very difficult in terms of time. Time taken to do a transaction has increased hugely, but what the postmaster achieves in an income is not sufficient to cover the cost.
I just have a question here for you, Shona. Someone who has stamps in their wallet, a book of stamps, can they still use them now?
Absolutely, yeah. If you have a book of stamps in your wallet, either with an N, which means national, or a W, which means worldwide, you do not have to put any extra postage on with that. It's only where the price is denominated as a figure, as in €1, that you would have to add 10 cents.
Okay.
But otherwise, no, you can still continue to use those stamps with either an N for national or a W for worldwide, even after the price increase, which won't come in until the 27th of May in any case. It's not an immediate increase.
Okay, and there's no time limit on those stamps, the older ones that you have?
No. A stamp never loses its value.
Okay. Well, that's good news. And then how long will it take for a letter with a 110 stamp on it? It's not a next day delivery promise, is it?
Well, unfortunately, no. I mean, mails has, obviously because of COVID has been affected a lot. Volumes were huge. And then manpower issues, obviously, within the, within mail centres, etc., did affect things. And then particularly Dublin, I think, hasn't been performing all that well because obviously it's got a high population area. So you can get next day delivery in, maybe less densely populated areas, but it can depend. And then International Post has been severely affected, unfortunately, by COVID, because International Post goes on international passenger flights and there's far fewer of those now, and then at the same time there's huge volume, so International Post has been severely affected.
It's taking longer. Graham Wicklow would like to know why he can no longer buy stamps of lower value denominations to make up the exact amount of the price of a stamp.
I don't think that's correct. We can generate a stamp from 1 cent to whatever. We can customise a stamp to make up any difference. So if that gentleman had a stamp, say, for 55 cent, which is what it used to be a long time ago to send a letter, and he needs to make up the difference, we can just print out. We can customise a stamp for any amount, as I said, from 1 cent up. But he would have to visit the post office.
Okay, to do that. You can't buy a book of 50 cent stamps or 20 cent stamps anymore, but you can have it generated, as you say,
at
the counter.
No problem.
Shona,
thank you very
much for joining us this morning. I want to move now to consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Claire.
So what is the official reason that Unpost is giving for pushing up the price of a stamp right now?
Well, initially, they're saying that, there's e-substitution in relation to letter writing. We're not sending enough letters. This was the reason they cited last year, because it was due to come into effect in March. Now they're blaming freight cost hikes related to a fall in the number of flights. And there is logic to this, because if you look at the flight reduction drop, it's about 80% in terms of flights out of Ireland during COVID-19, and similar in the number of flights between international destinations. And that has resulted in a massive increase then in terms of trying to cover these costs in relation to freight charges. That applies to shipping. There's been a 100% increase in the cost of shipping because of a shortage in containers. So there's some logic to it. But, I mean, the last time this happened, Claire, was 4 years ago, in 2017, and the price of a stamp went up 39% from 72 cents to 1 euro, and there was absolute uproar over this.
Mm-hmm. But listening to Shona there, their business has increased massively. I know in one of her post offices in Barnet, they had to extend their opening hours, and they've been working flat out right through the pandemic. So online shopping has to have provided a boost to Unpost.
Absolutely huge. I mean, our shopping habits have had to change in the last year. If you look at some of the biggest shopping days last year, like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Unpost delivered 2.5 million parcels a week. And then in December, this was pushed up to around 3.3 million parcel deliveries. So, I mean, there's been a huge demand on its services. They're kept really busy. They've said that parcel deliveries were up 230% at the end of last year, and that's on the same period in 2019. And they were so busy, they opened a second automated parcel hub in City West in Dublin last October. So, I mean, there's a huge demand there.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Siobhan, for joining us, and also Shona. Pat has a question. He's found Christmas stamps from a couple of years ago and wants to know, are they okay? Well, now, Pat, I know as much as you do, but going by what Shona said there, if they have the N for nationwide or double for W for worldwide on them, you should be fine. If it says a euro and you're using it after the 27th of May, you'll have to bump that up to 1.10 euro in the post office. So that's as I understand it. You can correct me, Shona, if I'm wrong, but I think I hope I got that right for Pat. Coming up after the break, how to get children back on the playing pitch after so long out of team sports. Anna Geary and Brian Cuthbert will be with us.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.